03456060973. The breaking news tonight from the United States is that the former New York mayor, Michael Bloomberg, looks set now to run for president of the United States. Simon Marks is LBC's US correspondent and is live from Washington tonight. Simon, welcome to the programme. This is a complete shake-up, isn't it, if this happens?
It is a shake-up, Tom. This is something that had been floated for a while. In fact, Michael Bloomberg initially thought that he might get into the presidential race many months ago, but then took the decision that Joe Biden, in his view, had the Democratic Party's nomination all sewn up. So he decided that he would not stand as a Democrat in the race to challenge Donald Trump for the White House in just under 1 year's time. Now, suddenly, it seems that he is on the eve of getting into the race. And we know that because he's preparing to file paperwork in the state of Alabama. There is a deadline there by the end of this week. He's got to file if he's going to run in the presidential primary there. And it seems that he is poised to do so. People close to Michael Bloomberg are telling the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times that he has made the decision to run. Wow. And that is really symbolic of the fact that Michael Bloomberg believes there are many Democrats out there who are deeply uninspired by the selection of candidates currently on display. Joe Biden, now fourth in the polls, has not found the fire in his belly that he has previously exhibited when he's run for the presidency and failed in the past. Elizabeth Warren, now the front runner in the race for the presidency, the left-wing senator from Massachusetts, is a real threat to some of America's wealthiest citizens, including, by the way, Michael Bloomberg. So it's going to be very interesting to see what his entry to the race does. It would seem that as a centrist, he's likely to siphon some support away from former Vice President Joe Biden, and he will provide Elizabeth Warren with a real opportunity for her to say, well, this is precisely the kind of wealthy American that I'm targeting with so many of my policies. She may relish that. The other open question here, Tom, is whether he is the only person who's going to jump into the race or whether there are others out there. There have been rumors over the last few weeks that Hillary Clinton has been rethinking her decision.
No way.
Believe it or not, has been rethinking her decision to sit this one out. And there may well be others that choose to get in. Former Senator Sherrod Brown is also said to be eyeing a possible run. But all of that really underscores the fact that in large measure, Democratic Party supporters out there just have not been set on fire by the race so far. And Michael Bloomberg is gambling on the fact that he's the man who can provide them with badly needed inspiration. I'm bound to say I'm not entirely convinced that he is, but certainly by getting into the race, he is poised, I think, at least over the short term, to shake things up a bit.
We'll wait for the official announcement, but as you say, Simon, those papers filed kind of give the game away. Thank you. Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent in Washington, D.C. I don't know about you. I don't know if you've caught any of the Democrat debates that they've had. Oh, man alive. They are turgid. And I'm afraid Joe Biden, he is incredibly forgetful. I mean, there was one incident where he was in a particular county in a particular state and he didn't know where he was and he got the state wrong and he got the university that he studied at wrong. I mean, he definitely isn't there yet.